We are talking about the Green Zone, not the terrible movie with Matt Damon, but the actual Green Zone that has been established in Washington, D.C. to protect the sheriff of Rottingham and his little, I can't even say that. I mean, I could say whatever. I could say pretty much a lot of things on the station, but it would just not be in good taste. I'm coming up with a name for Kamala Harris. Maybe here's what, since she was a former prosecutor, that's it. Thank you, folks. We're going to call him Lord Farquaad and the Sheriff of Rottingham. That would be our newest leaders here in Washington, D.C. That's why we need 25,000 troops, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't have this many troops to occupy Paris, and yet we have 25,000 troops. 1,000 troops to get these people. To get who? To get us. Who are we? The people that actually voted. We have all of the security that should be on the southern border, right? Fences, guards, checkpoints, drones, sharks with lasers on their foreheads. Ready for what? For nothing. It's grandstanding. It's grandstanding. Because what they're trying to do is set us up. Okay, the transfer of power is complete. The transfer of power is complete because they stole this election. They stole it right out from under us. And we saw it, and it happened. In real time. Because we, I don't want to use the Q phrase, but I guess we trusted the plan too much. I guess it was our optimism bias that, well, of course, we didn't understand the depth of it with Dominion voting machines and the outright thirst of the left to make sure that Trump would never get back into the seat of power. So much so that putting a demented old man who can't tell the difference between ice cream and sand in the most important position in government. It is. I don't care. Don't quote me the Constitution. Don't do any. The three branches. No, don't give me that. It's all in the executive. Congress is useless. And thanks to John Roberts and SCOTUS, it's useless as well. So we have these 25,000 troops and we had this quote unquote scare this morning because a couple propane tanks at a homeless encampment were set on fire. That's right, folks. A couple of propane tanks were set on fire at a homeless encampment near the Capitol. And these propane tanks were just lying around. Just lying around, right? Anytime I've been to homeless, you know, anytime you've been to a homeless encampment, I'm sure there's just propane and propane accessories. Just lying around, setting on fire. Of course, it's not about the propane tanks. It's about the dramatic footage of smoke rising behind the Capitol. And then the firefighters have been dispatched and everybody's been evacuated. And fear, fear, fear. Oh, 2,000 National Guards troops have been sworn in as U.S. Marshals. Why? I don't know. I don't know why you need 2,000 National Guard troops to become U.S. Marshals around a Capitol and another 300 NYPD police officers as well for the most popular president in the history of histories. He's still getting votes as we speak. Right? I think another 4,000 votes just came in for Joe Biden. But it's all part of the setup. It's all part of this setup. What is it? It's the setup for this event that I talked about a while back. If Biden is installed, we must be on the lookout. We must be ready for this false flag event that will not be... I thought it was going to be blamed on the Iranians for war, but that'll be something else. It will be a false flag event blamed on white ISIS, you and me, MAGA supporters. That's why we're going to talk about it in the next segment. They're investigating the FBI, because that's a credible law enforcement agency. The FBI is now vetting National Guard troops to make sure there aren't any Trump supporters who are going to get after Creepy Joe. I thought this was a virtual inauguration. I thought we were doing this on Zoom, man. So his Chinese overlords could watch him get inaugurated. And plus, if you do it on Zoom, you can take like six takes. Joe, wake up. It's four lines. Can you stay awake for that? Somebody get Joe an adrenaline shot so we can get through the inauguration, please.
True and international under pressure.
Okay, that's good. Let's go. Cut it. We'll fix it in post.